It is alphabet soup. It's Neil Atkinson with Mike Kearney, with Phil Blundell and Kev Walsh. What an alphabet soup it is. What the letter? I hear you say it's S. S, my friends. And there are tons of S's for us to get through. We are going to start off with one big S. And that one is Slater Street, Kev Walsh. What are your thoughts of Slater Street? Slap bang on Liverpool City Centre. On it is Teddy's. At the end of it is the Munro, if people need that geographic distinction. In terms of bars, we will mention from time to time Slater Street.
Slater Street is a blast from the past for me. When in uni, Slater Street was the gaff to be. You know, obviously Slater's famous for the quad rods, which I know you've since claimed as your own. But Slater's, if it was you, they took it and ran with it, because you could get a quad rod in there for about less than £2, I reckon, when I was in uni.
Yep.
To be fair, it was 20 odd years ago, so it probably was that cheap. I had some messy nights in there. You had, obviously, the Jacaranda over the road as well, which is always decent for a bevy. And what was the one on the corner, which turned into like some sort of like fucking stuck up its own ass music bar, where John Otsemabor got shot?
Oh.
Oh, God. You know which one I mean, don't you? We have to walk up the stairs to get into it. So it's next door, basically. If you're looking at the Jacaranda, go to the left.
Yep.
Did it end up being called the Shipping Forecast?
Oh, it's the Shipping Forecast.
It's the Shipping Forecast now.
Flares or Rubber Soul?
No. It used to be, when I was in uni, it was an independent bar, but that used to be boss in there as well. Used to be like,
I should be able to remember this guy's drank in there.
Yeah, I've been there plenty of times.
It used to be good, and then it went all like fucking stuck up its own ass.
Shipping Forecast used to make interviews together.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was in Berlin.
Like it was decent. Because it was shite as well, do you know what I mean? So when I was in uni, they were the good days there. Yeah, I've had some boss times on Slater Street. There was a riot on Slater Street 1 year after we played Man United as well.
Was there?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't actually involved in this.
just for some clarity,
I wasn't involved, but Liverpool had played United away and come back to town, and all Liverpool lads had ended up on Slater Street. So there's a couple of hundred there.